This is the MASHFISER Real Estate Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week, episode number 13. Hey guys, this is me again, Mike Richardson. I'm the Senior Investor Consultant and Product Specialist here at MASHFISER. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome you back to episode number 13 of the MASHFISER Real Estate Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week. Who knows, maybe number 13 is your lucky number, and today you can find your next investment property, which will get you the returns you're looking for. For those of you who have already listened to our podcast, you know that's exactly what we do here. Each week, we look at the 5 absolutely most profitable real estate investment opportunities in the U.S. housing market. I've been working with real estate investors for about 5 years, helping them identify lucrative investment deals which match their expectations and requirements. And at the beginning of the year, I decided to start sharing these top deals with anyone who's interested in buying a rental property in the U.S. That's how me and my colleagues started the MASHFISER Real Estate Podcast. So each week, I get on the MASHFISER platform, and I look for the most profitable traditional and Airbnb rental properties across the U.S. market. I look at both hot primary markets like New York, San Francisco, Boston, LA, and Chicago, which offer strong demand for both rental strategies. I also take a look at smaller secondary areas which offer affordability and oftentimes a higher rate of return. Based on my experience, I know that different investors have different markets, favor certain property types, and look and have expectations for cash flow and rates of return. That's why I always research many different options to provide you with the top real estate investment opportunities in the U.S. market. MASHFISER makes it so easy to search for real estate listings that can match your exact criteria. All you have to do is enter your preferred location, price range, expected cash on cash return, and rental income, and within a couple of seconds, you'll have a complete list of all the listings that match your criteria. For each property, you can access a complete investment property analysis. You'll see all the information and data that you need to make an educated and confident real estate investment decision. You can see exactly how much it'll cost you to invest into the property, how much you'll need to make or for monthly expenses, how much your rental income you can generate, and what returns you'll get. All these analytics and calculations are based on the performance of actual comparable rental properties in that area, and this makes them very accurate and reliable. We collect big data from dozens of trustworthy sources to apply our machine learning algorithms to it, and in this way, we've been able to turn 3 months of real estate research into just 15 minutes. So before we start with the top 5 rental properties of this week, let me tell you a little bit about these properties. All these properties are existing MLS listings. They are listed on the MASHFISER website where you can find not only the basic property description and information, but also detailed analysis of their investment potential. I double-checked before our podcast to make sure that these properties are still available for sale. And the reason I did that is that these investment opportunities don't stay on the market for too long. So if you think any of these properties might be the right fit for you, just click on the link that shows in the show notes below to access the information on our platform. There you'll see all the information which I have mentioned on our podcast, as well as more details. It's important to know that our platform is very customizable, so you can customize things based off what you're looking to do with the home. If, for example, you're going to be adding a local management company, or if you're adding things like Wi-Fi and TV to your Airbnb rental, what you change and customize towards your property will influence the numbers. And one last thing before we get started, please note that MASHFISER is not involved in the sale of these properties. We don't make money from real estate transactions. All we do is help you analyze the investment opportunities by turning 3 months of work into just 15 minutes. So guys, these are the top 5 rental properties of this week. First on our list is in Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta real estate market is the top choice for investors in 2021. The market has traditionally been a top-performing location for both rental strategies, and this trend is expected to continue this year. Our data analysis reveals that long-term rentals are a much more profitable strategy, but savvy investors are able to find great Airbnb deals as well. The property that we have for you today is geared towards a traditional investment. The median price of listings in Atlanta is around $480,000 at this moment. For a number of years, Atlanta has been a strong seller's market, which means the demand for real estate properties exceeds the supply of listings. This means that sellers receive multiple offers and there is a strong competition among buyers. To ensure that you get the property that you like, especially if you're a new investor, you should consider hiring an agent. They'll be able to get you the best deal and pay the best price in such a competitive market. The address for the home is 3911 Carnell Boulevard, and that's in Baker Hills, Atlanta, Georgia. It's a single family home, and the zip code is 30331. The asking price is $159,000, offering you 4 beds and 2 baths. It is a location where the optimal strategy is a traditional long-term rental. The optimal property type is a single family home with 3 beds. So this property is the type of property that we'd be interested in. The property offers us a great rate of return at 9%. With a comparable rental income of $1,720 and our monthly expenses of $517, we'd be cash flowing $1,203. This is a great rate of return for this price point. This makes us look at a property that will generate phenomenal returns for the strategy that we're interested in. Now, this property also helps you generate enough cash flow over the 10-year period where you'd be making $150,000 in accumulated cash flow for your 10-year investment payback balance. So if you are an investor who is focused on a traditional long-term rental, looking into strong seller markets where you can easily generate a great rate of return, this is a location and a property that is a suitable fit for you. If, for example, you want to put 20% down, you can easily pay off your monthly mortgage of around $519. That will push your cash flow at 20%. So this is a property that you can easily get into by putting an amount of $31,800 to easily get into a long-term rental that is stable and offers you a great rate of return. If this is a property that sounds like a fit for you, feel free to check out this property in our show notes below. Next on our list is in Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you're looking for a real estate market where you can make money from both short-term and long-term rentals, Virginia Beach is a great choice. Unlike other locations which favor one of the two rental strategies, Virginia Beach offers profitable opportunities in both cases. This coastal city in the southeastern Virginia has a stable economy and provides a family-friendly environment which attracts new residents, and the endless beaches ensure a constant flow of tourists in the summer months. Virginia Beach is ranked as a very safe place with low crime rates. This makes it ideal for investing in real estate as you won't need to spend money on the safety of your property. Our data shows that the median price point in the area is $413,000. But today I found you an opportunity that costs much less. The average cap rate for traditional and Airbnb rentals are above average market rates. Because of the quick growth of Airbnb industry, local authorities have been forced to impose some Airbnb regulations. To run a successful and legal Airbnb business, I would recommend that you work with a local property management company. The address for the home is 515 Peak Court, Bayside, Virginia Beach, Virginia. It is a single-family home. The zip code is 23462. The asking price is $101,000, offering you 2 beds and 2 baths, around 957 square footage. It's a great property in a great part of town that offers you both strategies, Airbnb and traditional. For the traditional strategy, you can estimate a potential rental income of $1,238 per month. With your recurring expenses at right above $350, that cash flows around $885 a month. Your rate of return, your cap rate is 10.51%. So this is a deal that offers investors an easy way to get into a traditional investment where they're able to pay off their monthly mortgage and still be on the positive with their cash on cash return. So if you're an investor who's looking into opportunities for a long-term rental, this is an absolutely great deal for you. You can also take this property to an Airbnb strategy generating an 11.5% right above that 10% through traditional, a little bit more lucrative as an Airbnb, including the management fees for that specific location based off the rental value. You could estimate a rental income of, through Airbnb of $1,825 over the year period, but with a slight low occupancy rate of 33%, since it only rents out during the summer months. So you'd still be on the positive side. Your cash on cash return for Airbnb would be 27% and for traditional would be 23%. This property offers you great rates of return for both Airbnb and traditional, but if I was recommend a specific strategy to focus on for this specific home, I would rent it through traditional since the vacancy rate is very low and there's consistent income coming through the traditional strategy. So if this sounds like a deal for you with its price point and location, feel free to check out this property in the show notes below. Next on our list is in Dallas, Texas. Now, Dallas has always been and remains a top real estate market for investors. This metropolitan city has all the attractions that bring both long-term residents and short-term visitors. So both traditional and Airbnb rental properties can be very profitable in Dallas. The strong economy, the busy labor market, and the growing population are just some of the factors that determine the strong rental demand. About 60% of Dallas residents choose to rent a property rather than buy a home. This means that a good rental property gets great rates of return. The median price in Dallas real estate market is $466,000, according to our data. This is much below the price which other top markets offer, like Austin, San Antonio, and markets like Miami, where you're getting into strong rental markets with a reasonable price point. If you're thinking of investing into an Airbnb property, Dallas is a really good choice. Like most cities in Texas, Dallas doesn't have specific regulations for short-term rentals. This means that you can operate an Airbnb rental fully legal year-round. Now, the property that we have for you today is geared to a potential Airbnb. It's a condo. The address is 3810 Inwood Road, 204, and that's in Bluffview, Dallas, Texas. The zip code is 75209. The asking price is $165,000 for this gorgeous condo that offers you two beds, two baths, 962 square footage. The property could generate a potential rental income through Airbnb of $2,915. With your recurring expenses of $1,783, you'd be cash flowing $1,132. Your cap rate or your rate of return would be 8.24%. So it's a great deal for investors who are looking into potential Airbnbs. What's really nice about Dallas in general is that it's one of the strongest markets for Airbnb. So finding the right price point in the right area, specifically for an Airbnb, could help you generate phenomenal return. The average Airbnb occupancy rate in the area is 56%. So this tells us that there's a lot of stability for potential Airbnbs in the area. So if this is a property that sounds like it could be a suitable fit for you, feel free to check out this property in our show notes below. And hopefully this property could be your next potential Airbnb deal. Now, if a deal like this is something that you're interested in pursuing, you can easily put 20% down, which is around $33,000. You'd be easily paying off your monthly mortgage, your recurring costs, be on the positive, and still have a cash-on-cash return of 17%. So this is outstanding for the price point, the stability of the market. This is a great deal, so do not miss out. Please check out this property right away in the show notes and get more information. Next on our list is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. If you're looking at one of the absolute best places to invest in short-term rentals in the U.S., you should definitely check out Myrtle Beach. This vacation resort in South Carolina has been a hot tourist destination for many years, and our analysis has always highlighted it as one of the best locations for Airbnbs. It has beautiful beaches, golf courses, and amazing weather that consistently brings in traffic, so you can expect a high occupancy rate and great rates of return. Now, what's really different about Myrtle Beach compared to other markets is that it's a market where it's very affordable for people to buy investment properties. So you'll be buying a beachfront property in a great location that offers you great rates of return. Now, it's one of the markets that did not slow down during the pandemic. Despite that it is a regulated market, there are still flexibility with vacation rentals, so I would highly recommend working with a local management company that will help you through the process. The property we have for you today is a townhome. The address is 1000 Balmer Drive, and that the apartment number is 1016, and that's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The zip code is 29579. The asking price is $194,500, offering you 4 beds and 3 baths. It's a gorgeous looking property in a great location of town that can help you generate phenomenal returns through Airbnb. The potential rental income is $3,500 a month with a 60% occupancy rate through Airbnb. Now, your recurring expenses would be around $1,831. That will also include management fees and HOAs. And after all of those fees, you'd be cash flowing $1,671. You can expect a potential cap rate of 10.31%. So this is a great deal for investors who are looking into potential Airbnbs with a great location in a city that gives you some flexibility for a potential Airbnb. Now, if you decide that this price point and this location is a reasonable fit for you, you're an investor who's considering financing, you can easily put 20% down, you'll pay off your monthly mortgage, your recurring expenses and cash flow around $1,000 a month. That puts your cash on cash return up around 26%. So looking at a deal like that, you'll easily be able to pay off your monthly expenses and be on the positive. And it would only take you around $40,000 to get into the property. So if the location, the strategy, the rate of return sounds like a suitable fit for you, I don't believe this property will be on the market for long. So I would highly recommend that you take a look for yourself, see if it's going to be a fit for you. And if it's going to be your next investment property, allow MashVisor to provide you with more details on the home and reach out to the local realtor and some management companies to give you more insight on the vacation rental regulations in the area. Next on our list is in Palm Springs, California. Now, Palm Springs is one of the absolutely favorite locations for investing in short-term rentals for many of the investors I work with. That's not surprising considering the numerous attractions that this location offers. The hot springs, the desert surroundings, the spas, the golf courses are just some of the features that keep the attraction visitors throughout the year. One factor which you have to take into account, though, it's high property prices. This market lacks affordability, which means that you need to search and prepare yourself for financing if you're deciding to invest into this location. Now, Palm Springs does have some regulations. I would highly recommend that you work with a local management company that will help you through the process. The address for the home that we have for you today is a single-family home. The address is 545 West Yorba Road, and that's in Palm Springs, California. The zip code is 92262. The asking price is $925,000, offering you 4 beds, 4 baths, 1,389 square footage. It is an absolutely gorgeous property. The average Airbnb occupancy rate is around 65%. So we're talking about a very stable Airbnb market. Now, including all of our fees between taxes, maintenance, property management, utilities, and insurance, and with a potential rental income of $9,500 a month based off comparable Airbnbs in the area, this could be an absolutely very, very successful property. So if you're an investor who has considered Palm Springs, I highly recommend this market. I've been working with a lot of investors. This price point seems extremely reasonable in the area and can help you find an absolutely great deal. So if for a property of a $925,000 price point, you'd be able to get a 7.71% cap rate. Your occupancy rate would be around 58%. If you decided to put 20% down, you'd be paying off your monthly mortgage. That would be around $3,000 a month. And with those recurring expenses, including those management fees, would be around $3,500. You'd be cash flowing around $3,000 a month. So that puts your cash on cash return at a $925,000 home of around 18%. That is absolutely phenomenal. So this is the type of property that I highly recommend for a lot of investors. I think the property price point of our $925,000 is slightly above the valuation that we have for the home. So I would highly recommend to work with a local realtor to help you get the best price for this property. But despite its higher price compared to the market, we are looking at a phenomenal rate of return. It has all the features that make it very successful as an Airbnb. So if you think that this property could be a potential fit, please take a look in the show notes below, gather more information, and do your due diligence. Hopefully, this could be your next potential Airbnb. So guys, These were the five absolutely most profitable and most lucrative rental properties in the U.S. market for this week. As you can see, these properties outperform not only nationwide U.S. markets, but all their own markets. They offer cash flow and cap rates that are very different and can be a great fit for you. What do you think? Did you find your next property this week? If you think that any of these listings is the right fit for you, make sure to check them out right away. Once again, I want to make sure that these properties will not be on the market for long, so don't let other savvy investors get them before you. In the case you didn't like any of these properties, you could still check out the MashVisor platform. You'll get all immediate access and about all access to MLS listings that will provide you with analysis for both Airbnb and traditional opportunities. And that's not all. You can use our platform to analyze off-market properties as well. So if there's a property in your neighborhood that caught your eye and you think it could be a potential fit and you want to explore more options, you can use the platform to help you identify great markets, great properties within your price point that can help you find the right property. So again, I really encourage you to check out the MashVisor platform. You can use our promo code TOP5, that is capital T, capital O, and capital P, and the number 5. This promo code is especially for you, our listeners. This promo code gives you access to two benefits. First, you'll get access to a 7-day free trial, which will allow you to explore your options, test out the software, take a look at some markets, and explore your options. And if you decide that you want to use the platform after, you're going to get access to an outstanding 15% forever discount. So if you want to do quarterly or annual, it's going to drop the price for you. You're going to be getting a much better pricing than what's advertised on the platform. So feel free to take advantage of the promo code. That's TOP5, capital T, capital O, capital P, and then the number 5. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed listening to our podcast today. I really hope that you are able to find the property that sounds like a fit for you. If not, keep in mind that I will be back with more top performing properties next week. Meanwhile, happy investing.